लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, with another actor, but also producer and writer. And I'm very happy that he joins me for this episode. And I'm saying hi to Brian J. Mangum. Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on the show.
How are you doing so far?
Good, good. It's a great day so far here in New York.
Oh, you're in New York, so you're 6 hours behind me. So I'm a bit more in this week. How was your Monday?
Monday.
Monday or good Monday?
It was a nice restful Monday.
Restful.
Yes, very restful. I just had a look at my computer to see what day of the week it was.
So
I'm on Monday mode, I guess you can say.
Mostly the actors I talk to, they are, oh, I have a free day because I'm in between two projects and in stress. So you're not really stressed at the moment? You are the first one.
Right now, my stress is only, let's say, a 7, which is normally an 8. So okay. I'm feeling pretty good.
What are you doing on a stressless day? What is your recipe to calm down, to load your energy up?
Well, for the most part, I find still being productive, but at a slower pace to be actually relaxed. So for me, I rarely ever get a day where I'm totally just free, unless I schedule. So yesterday was like a catch-up day. I had to do a few auditions. I had to, you know, do laundry, grocery shopping, stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. The free day things to do, paperwork, laundry, grocery.
Yeah, you know, buy your milk, eggs, and bread, stuff like that, but at a slower pace.
Yeah.
So I personally just don't really enjoy doing nothing completely because I feel I'm just so used to doing things that for me, keeping up my momentum, but just kind of doing it at a more leisurely pace is actually relaxing. Because otherwise, if I just sit and try to do nothing, it actually makes me more stressed out.
Yeah, I know this feeling. For me, I have the two dogs because of that, so that I have a little things to do, even if I'm a day not at the university where I'm working. So I know doing completely nothing makes me feel useless.
Right. Because then you just feel like you're a waste of a person.
Yeah. Totally. So when will your next project start? How long do you have this smoothie free time?
Well, right now I'm in between projects. I am in production for a film. It's called Dune Road. And I'm waiting.
As a producer?
As an actor.
As an actor. Okay.
And I filmed some scenes for it. Just trying to plan when the next dates are. We're kind of in between some dates. So Right now I'm free. I'm just auditioning and preparing for some other roles, but hopefully I will be back on set within a week.
More verticals or also horizontal stuff?
This one's horizontal.
You need a break from the vertical fast movement or what?
The verticals, I submit to a lot of them, and I'm waiting to hear back. I did a vertical about 2 weeks ago here in New York, and I am waiting for the next one.
What do you prefer more, vertical or horizontal?
Well, I enjoy both of them. The thing I like about verticals is that at this point in my career, most of the projects I've been on have been indie films.
Okay.
Verticals have given me a taste of working in a professional environment in a sort of TV show. Although it's not really a television show,
No, but it's kind of soap opera.
it is. And the production's scheduled very much like a TV show. So it has given me the opportunity to be on a production that has a very set schedule, which I really like. But it doesn't really compare to working horizontally. It's very, very different, although there's a lot of similarities. And I enjoy any roles I can get, really.
How many verticals have you done so far?
I have done 20 verticals in day player and small supporting roles.
All
So
in New
20
York?
all in New York. I did one in Boston, which is about 5 hours from New York. It's still East Coast US. But the rest of them were in the New York area and surrounding states, New Jersey. I have auditioned for other states. LA, and I've auditioned for some other countries, Turkey, Canada.
Europe? Yeah, Europe, I think.
Yeah.
Europe is pushing really hard in the vertical space at the moment.
They are. Yeah. I see a lot for Turkey, and I see some in the UK as well.
And Italy is now really rushing. I talked to Dan Löwenstein. He did a vertical in Italy now, and Roberta Spata, who is from Italy, is doing, I think, in 2 weeks, one in Italy. And one of Adam Sandler Cruz was in Tuscany in Italy, and Eric Gilmette did one also in Italy. So I think the Italy landscapes,
It's up and coming.
yeah, I'm sure. I'm waiting for France, because France has also really nice landscapes,
Absolutely.
and
And
Germany is not so bad also. But
I
I
think we
think,
can learn other languages as well, because we do have a market for Spanish language verticals that I see. I see Real Short making Spanish language verticals as well.
in origin language Spanish or what?
I mean, they're probably translations,
Yeah,
but
because you can also see some synchronized in German, but they are so bad
oh yeah.
synchronized. You can watch it. No, that's no. And
I
the
will.
voices are so silly. If you know the origin voice of the actors, it's so silly with the synchronization. It doesn't
Now I have to
match.
see him.
It doesn't match. No, ne not nearly. No, when the actor has a big voice like that, a man full, the German one is so really high, and oh, it's so ridiculous. You cannot watch it. That's not good, developed at the moment, the
I'll cross it off my
synchronization.
list.
Yeah. So no, but also in the Ukraine, they are filming a lot of verticals. Also Europe or Lithuania, the most vertical space here. I think Europe is growing for vertical filming, because I was told that it's cheaper for the production companies to fly the actors over to Europe
I've
and
heard that
film
as well, yeah.
there than filming in Los Angeles or in the US.
Absolutely. And I see the casting calls, they're looking for specifically American actors. And I know a lot of friends that work in the industry that are filming in China, and they're filming in Turkey and Mexico and having the best time ever.
Have you ever been to Europe?
I have not, no.
Oh,
It's a dream, though.
it's time. Then it's time, Brian. You have to get the role. When did you start filming verticals? And how
So,
did you get into that space?
sure. So I started last year around May. And so it's been a little bit over a year. And when I first saw the casting calls, I didn't really know what they were, like most people around that time. I got invited to an audition in person for them. And it was kind of like an orientation meeting. They showed us on screen some clips from a few of the series that were released already. And they kind of explained that they were soap operas, but they are filmed for mobile use. And when I saw them, I thought it was the coolest thing because they were so professionally made, it was like watching a soap opera. And from there, I did my first and I had fun and I just kept submitting. And although I don't really necessarily fit the character type for a lot of the leading or supporting roles, I do get cast on occasion. I've done a few in the other sort of supporting, minor supporting day player type of roles.
And when did you start writing and producing? And did
So,
you that for the horizontal space or for the vertical space?
for the horizontal space, I've always been a writer. So I grew up just always wanting to write, and I write poetry in my free time, which I enjoy. And I am working on a screenplay right now for a horizontal film. I don't often get find the time to write too much. It's something that I will always be a writer. It's a part of me, although I've been having a lot of fun acting, and right now that is my top priority. Whereas the writing and the producing, I kind of do more so just for fun. I have a lot of friends in the industry that always ask me to help out on their projects, on set in a crew position. And I just love coming up with ideas and creating. So whenever I have the opportunity to throw out ideas, I just love doing that.
And when did you start acting? Already in school acting or school theater? Or what was the kickoff for your acting?
I actually got into acting only a couple years ago. I didn't have any formal training when I got into it, and I've been doing it since around 2022, pretty consistently. So every day I learn, I'm learning from my coaches and the people around me. I never really thought I was going to be in the acting field. Growing up, I kind of always had an interest in pretty much creating anything, any medium. I've tried it. And I'm a dabbler. So after doing some writing in my younger years and trying visual art and doing all sorts of different ideas, I figured, you know what? I like working on films, and I had some experience doing some crew positions, and I just started submitting for background work. And then from there, I was lucky enough to get some super, super small roles, And they said, "Oh, well, you're a decent actor." And I was like, "Me? You sure?"
What?
And from there, I've been having fun, so I'm just going with it right now.
And what was your dream job as a kid?
Well, my first dream job when I was in kindergarten
Yeah.
was to be an architect.
Ooh.
And I realized that being an architect requires a lot of math skills.
Oh, yes.
So, although I would absolutely love to design a building of some sort, I don't know if it's something I would need to like work with a team, but I do have a big interest in architecture and just designing in general. So that was like my first one before I got into anything else. Building Legos as a
Architect.
kid.
Architect, right. And the next one?
And then I had an interest in writing, and in elementary school and high school I wrote for the school newspaper
Okay.
and I started publishing poetry and writing articles and doing all sorts of stuff like that. I self-published some books and
What
went
kind of
from,
books?
well, my first book I wrote was a book about being an entrepreneur, how to make and create a garage sale. And when I was growing up in the United States here, we have these garage sales. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term. But basically, like you sell your unused things, and I would really do that a lot with my family growing up. We would
Yeah.
have these sales in front of our house, and
Okay.
I was like, I want to write a book, but I don't know what to write it on. So I just wrote it on that. It was like a how-to book, and then from there, I published my book of poetry, which came out much later. And then in the meantime, I ran like a little publishing company that I helped other people write books and publish them. And I kind of got burnt out from that. And then I was like, well, I always liked doing film. And then I was like, let me pivot because I personally feel like you try one thing and you see if you like it. And sometimes you like things. Sometimes I liked things. But not enough to really want to pursue it as a career.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. For me, it's I'm a studied business informatics, but I published a cookbook. You know, so that's totally not the same. But I wanted to publish it. Yeah, you know, so a lot of people say, "What? A cookbook?" But you studied, and I said, "Yeah, but why I'm not able to publish a cookbook as
Why not?
a..."
Everyone
So,
has it.
yeah, I want. No, not everyone. But no, the thing was, I started cooking and I really loved that. You know, as a additional, I love my job at the university, but for me, cooking and baking, it calms me down. It's really a lovely hobby. And so I created a lot of recipes and cooked a lot of different stuff. So I don't know. At some point, I thought, okay, why not doing a cooking book? I don't need to do a book about business informatics. There are so many in the space out there. And I did a cookbook, but it's more personal. It's with all the stories behind the recipes. You know what I mean? It's not
That's
only 50 recipes in a book, it's with the stories. In which way, which is an old family recipe, which is a developed recipe in my kitchen and something like that. So it's with all the, in film you would say BTS information.
But no, that's great because I mean, food in itself. Although it tastes good, it could be boring if you don't add a story to it, a backstory, you know?
Yeah. You know, I did some different in the book I cooked for some chefs in TV shows also already. And these were all improvised recipes because 15 minutes before I started cooking, I only see the ingredients I can use. So there was no time to take a ready recipe for that. So they were all improvised. And a lot of people saw this and say, "Oh, can I get the recipe?" And I said, "I don't have a recipe for that." So that was for me kind of initial, okay, I will try to cook this meal again at home and we'll try to write down the recipe and then I will publish this in this cooking book. And so there were then a lot of pictures from the TV shows and informations how it went filming there, how it was to meet some two Michelin star chefs and something like that. And I called this book, and it's a German book. In German, it's called Michaela's Küchengeschichten. So in English, it's called Michaela's Kitchen Stories. So it's more, yeah, it's not the classic cooking book, but for me, it was so much fun doing this. And everyone who was nearly suspecting it, oh, really? You're an informatic girl, not a cook girl. And I said, why not? I can
You
do
can do whatever
both.
you want in life. Like,
Yeah.
people, I think, like to categorize.
Yeah.
I think
They absolutely. You got pickled when you're doing something for more than 1 year, you got pickled in it and you are not allowed to change a bit.
but changing it up is what makes us human, and I think what keeps us going.
Yeah. And to be honest, which makes life more interesting.
Absolutely, because
We
you
are.
get things you want to show people a different side to your personality.
Absolutely. What is it what keeps you so attracted to verticals?
Well, the verticals I enjoy working on because it's consistent work, and they film a lot here in New York. And one of the things that's great about it is the community that is built in. Now, I know every day it seems like the community is growing larger. When I compare it to some of the other projects I've been in, some of the indie projects, the vertical space has this audience, this captive audience that's waiting and rooting for these shows and these characters and these actors. So it really feels great. I mean, this is the first time in my career where I know if I'm cast in one, it's going to be released and seen, and people are going to be talking about it. And for me, that is just a great feeling where there's people actually watching these. So I love it. And even if I have one scene in a project, people still point out, oh, like I've seen you in this, or there's just so many people tuning into these shows that it feels great. And although some of the stories can be a bit repetitive sometimes, in the past year since I've been in the space, I mean, the variety has grown tenfold.
Yeah,
Where
but to be honest, the variety has to grow. I started watching verticals in 2023. And so I'm one of the first watching audience. And when you watch it since this whole world started to grow, the stories are repeating now a lot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes after the fifth or sixth episode, how the story goes on. And for me, it's not any more entertaining if it's always the same story. Kind of, sometimes it's a werewolf, sometimes it's a billionaire, sometimes it's a billionaire and a werewolf. So, and
Well,
only the cast changes. That's kind of difficult.
yeah, and the cast members sometimes are used very consistently. So a lot of the production companies do use the same actors over, and there is a lot more room, I think, for it to grow. And I think having all of them be romance based as the primary hook, and there are exceptions, but I think sometimes that hinders the story because although there I think there's more variety lately in the supporting characters, where I see more supporting characters having more personality, and sometimes they're casting people of color on occasion. Having the focal point being a romantic story, I think maybe sometimes hinders it. And I know there's a lot of crew members, directors, and writers that do want to tell bigger stories, but at the end of the day, it comes down to money and the viewers and what viewers. So I feel like there is a level of corporate control that's kind of dictating what is allowed to be shown.
Yeah, for sure. Do you watch verticals by yourself?
I watch clips. I can't really say that I watch full shows. I watch them more to see what projects I'm in and people I know what they're in, and just to keep up. The ones that I have started from the beginning, they do suck you in. I mean, I don't think I have enough money to really and time to really invest in watching these full time, but they're interesting. And my Instagram feed is filled with them now because I follow all the accounts, so I'm always seeing like
And you, when you click once in advertising for a show on Instagram, you get every time you go online some new shows. Yeah, that's why I got trapped in this kind of space. I got once week, I clicked in the advertising, and then it was over.
and that's the algorithms doing their.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's kind of weird. So many platforms grown lately, so many apps needed, and as you said, it's re getting really expensive. If you because there is maybe on this platform a show you want to see, then there a new show is published, but with a new platform, and and weekly membership is round about between 15 and 25 euros.
Well, it's become a very competitive space. So obviously, there's going to be as many companies trying to tap into this market as possible. I mean, I think, from my opinion, there may be a bubble that bursts in the future. I know if we compare it to the TV world with the streaming services, a couple of years ago, there was a lot of streaming services popping up all the time. And now it feels like, well, we reached a point where there's some consolidation. So, for the sake of our wallets, hopefully, we won't have to spend money on all of these apps. Maybe there'll be some free ones. I think there are some apps that are totally free, maybe. I'm not sure about
I
that.
have 49 at my handy at the moment. There's nothing free.
49. Wow.
Yeah, you know, the problem is even some members don't offer even a membership. Some platforms don't offer even a membership. So you have to buy coins to watch the show. Or
Right.
you can watch advertisings, but only five per day to unlock episodes for free. But then you not allowed to watch the last 10 episodes because for them you always have to pay most of the thing. And if you cannot buy a membership, And you have to buy coins to watch a show. One show is round about nearly 40, 50 euros in the end. And I'm not willing to pay that because, the first 10 episodes are normally for free. And then they are so overloaded with all the stuff which they're trying to hook up the
Yeah.
audience that they get off the paywall. But when you hit the paywall, you see every time that the story slows totally down. And the most of it is in the first 10 stories.
Right, because they want to get you hooked and
Yeah.
invest as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's tough.
The big ones, like for example, Real Short. It was my first membership, and when I got the first weekly membership, it was totally fine because there were so many shows. This weekly membership was really worth it because I can watch a lot of shows. But now it's okay, Real Short drops at the moment very much shows. Every day, I think three or four shows, new ones.
Per
Yeah.
day.
Yeah. But the story is kind of shit. Every time when they drop new shows, nearly one or two, you cannot watch till the end because the story is real shit. And so for me, it's kind of, I don't. Why should I get a weekly membership? Okay, some of them said they're okay by a yearly membership. Then it's much cheaper, but a yearly membership, for example, on Real Short is 240 euros only for the Real Short platform.
Wow.
And that's 20 euros per month.
Yeah, we're not talking about pennies here.
No, and it's only for one platform. And as I told you, I could do the same for 48 platforms because there are so many platforms dropping shows, so it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that it's so blowing up, and there are so many money.
It's too much. You're working literally just to pay your subscriptions.
Yeah, that's and the actors aren't well paid for that.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of things that will be improved in the future, hopefully,
Yeah, which
if
needs to be improved.
their mind. Yeah, it's tough, but I think when the growth is so fast, I think there will be ways where if the audience does speak out enough, the audience has all the pull because they're the paying customers.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the apps do have to kind of listen to what the audience
Yeah, but
wants.
I'm not sure if they will. As long as they got their data they wanted to get, I'm not sure if they are open for a new kind of stories and do or getting a little bit kind of risk to publish new stories. Because as long as the normal things or the usual things sales,
Right.
I
Well,
think it's kind of difficult.
it is difficult. I think I have seen some stories that are a little bit different in terms of plot wise and genre, but it's risky for them. And I think we need to have some sort of solidarity in saying we need new stories. And maybe let's downplay some of the negative tropes associated. I know how a lot of other actors have commented on the negative stereotypes with women and the lack of people of color and items like that. And that's something that I hope to see more prevalent. But I do think that with anything, although vertical as a word, people have this idea that it's this soap opera, I think at the end of the day, it's really just a format.
Yeah.
So, just like any other genre of movies or TV shows, I think we will have variety when people, when the companies realize, well, okay, our consumers like to watch soap operas vertically. Maybe they also like to watch comedies and westerns and sci-fi series vertically. And I mean, we've seen that with Real Short starting to make their own reality shows, which I thought
Yeah.
was interesting. But I think since normal television watching isn't so prevalent, I think in the future we will have as much variety in that space as we do on any other sort of screen.
Hopefully, otherwise you have to start writing vertical script.
Right. Maybe that's something on my to-do list here.
Yeah.
I would love to
Oh,
write a sitcom vertically. I want to write a sitcom so bad.
yes. Or kind of parody.
Yeah. I've seen some casting calls for vertical parodies where they're kind of making fun of some of the genre conventions. And I think the more prevalent that it becomes, which it obviously is becoming prevalent since all the time I see articles in the news about Real Short and Drama Box and those, I think the more public consciousness, the more kind of satire you will see, and creators that are looking to take the mold and shape it into a new direction.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully one of this vertical will bang totally that all the platforms say, oh, that kind of, oh, the viewers were so great. There are so many numbers. Oh, we have to do also one of
Absolutely.
that. That would be that kind of snowball effect started. That would be really nice because, I love watching werewolf and vampires, but vampires are getting less, I have the feeling at the moment. And but the there are so many verticals at the moment, also sports with kind of the story is always the same. What changes is the cast and the sport in
Right.
it. The rest is always the same. And so I think we need a new genre in it. Maybe some crime vertical, or I don't know, because a lot of people love to watch crimes.
Absolutely. Maybe more action oriented or
On Wordfest, they talked about science fiction verticals.
yeah, that would be great to see more of.
Yeah, that was
And
kind of
comedy,
spacey.
space, and any genre really. Mystery. I would like horror. What about horror?
I'm not the horror type. I told this, Helly Hansen told me that she was playing actually in a horror movie. And I said, horrors, I'm out because I live alone. And I'm that type of girl. If I watch horror movies, I cannot sleep anymore. I cannot. Nope. That doesn't work out. So,
They're looking for you.
the thing is, I told it once, I don't know whom I was telling it. A friend of mine advertised said to me, Michaela, listen, there's a new podcast. It's about real crime cases, and you have to listen to it. It's really interesting. And in the winter night, I was walking for my with my dogs in the dark forest when it was really dark outside, and I thought, oh yeah, okay, great opportunity to listen to this podcast.
Oh no.
And the first episode was a crime case about a woman got raped in the forest. And I was like walking straight to through the dark forest and listen to this up. No way.
No way at all. That was
Worst
a lifetime.
idea ever. So, no, I'm not the horror type. Sorry, I'm more the parody and comedy.
Yeah. No, you got to keep it light sometimes. I don't like to watch things that are too depressing before I go to sleep,
Yeah.
because I feel like whatever you surround yourself in the last hour of the day kind of seeps into your
Oh
subconsciousness.
yes, absolutely, absolutely. I cannot watch a short before I go to bed some psychopath things.
Right. No, the best is watching something funny before you go to sleep. Your life is good, life is great, I'm laughing, and you're still asleep.
Exactly.
Wake up in a good mood.
Exactly. What kind of genre were you most acting at the moment in Verticals? Did you also werewolf vampire stuff?
I have not done any vampire verticals. I was in one werewolf vertical. I was only in the literal opening scene where I was a creepy werewolf that hits on this girl before she gets saved by her suitor.
Okay.
It was really a really weird role. I felt it
You
just
felt not comfortable with that?
like I was comfortable with it because I've gotten immune to everything, but it was very odd, just creepy. It was just my character was just creepy, and
Okay.
I played actually a few of those roles in verticals where there's always like the first scene is the girl gets hit on by like a creepy guy. That's like a common trope, and I've done that on a few occasions where I was the creepy guy, and then the alpha comes along and saves the day.
Okay, so you always the creepy guy, or all did you have some roles where you're really lovely, nice guy?
Most of the time I'm either angry, creepy. I've been like the angry boss. I've been the abusive brother.
Why
I
that?
have no I have no idea. But I was a chef in the last one, and I was really, really stressed out chef, and that was a little bit different, so I
Can you
enjoyed it.
cook?
Not very well, no. I only had to hold a knife in one scene. It was funny because you know how with verticals there's just no logic to the continuity. So the whole thing's set in a restaurant and there's barely any scenes that there's actually any cooking being done, But it was definitely a fun experience.
Yeah, I saw two or three cooking verticals, and sometimes you see exactly who doesn't know how to use a knife in the kitchen or something like that.
You have to
Yeah.
watch mine and get back to me. When
Is it
I
released
was
yet?
not yet. It'll be out on Dramabox soon.
Okay. Do you know the title already? Or switched it five times?
I am not sure if they're keeping it, so you'll have to keep an eye out on that. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to release the name of it.
In October, or when will it re be released? Do you know
It
that?
should be October, November.
Okay, so a cooking vertical October November on Dramabox. Okay, I try to find it. No, you know the thing is, sometimes I watched swimming verticals a day where they are doing a big swim competition and they are swimming superstars, but the style of the swimmers were definitely no superstar worthy.
Yeah,
And that's
I get
kind of difficult then for the audience because it makes it not believable. You know what? Okay, verticals are never believable kind of stories, but I want to see more realistic cast. You know what I mean? It's the same when there are hospital stories and you see
right.
some nurses or doctors and they
Right.
are doing totally the wrong stuff a normal doctor or nurse is doing.
Right. I think that comes down to budgets, really, and the amount of time that they have to set up the scenes, where I think that's the thing with verticals is the pace is so quick that they're not always putting in, I guess, the resources to kind of perfect some of the scenes. So it's just like, well, we have to get this done, get it cast, get it shot, and release it. So, you do see a lot of scenes where there could be, I think, a little bit more realism sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, the audience isn't dumb. And a
Right.
bit, even if it's a werewolf or a vampire one, a bit realism is not bad.
Right.
So I think it's a small way for this speeded up filming, but also the qu keeping the quality in a good mode, but then there are other platforms where you can see that it works out with a bit more watching quality of the actions of the actors in the scenes. So we will see.
I
But
guess.
yeah, you guess what?
I guess we'll see how it turns out. I really do think that, well, I think there will be some of the platforms that will enhance their budgets, and I think that will help out a lot in terms of having it more realistic. But I also think that there will also always be some platforms that don't take that route. And there may be some variation, which I think there already is, but maybe more so variation in the quality. So that's something, I guess, we're going to be on the same roller coaster to see where it all ends up. But I can definitely attest to casting myself as a chef when I don't know how to do any cooking.
What kind of role you would never take in a vertical?
Well, that is a great question because I feel like I've already taken some roles that I don't normally think I would have initially said yes to. I think when I first started acting, I was very hesitant about being seen in a negative light. And in my very early days of acting, I would, on occasion, I've said no to roles where I thought, oh, I'm nervous about how I'm being portrayed. And I think the more I started acting, the more I realized, well, okay, this is a character. This is something that is not you. So that allowed me to take on more roles that I don't necessarily agree with. Although I have said yes to roles, or I've literally been asked by a casting director if I was available, and then I didn't have the script until the day before, and then I realized, oh, well, this scene is kind of heavy. And I don't enjoy playing abusive characters really ever. I think the first time I thought it was, oh, okay, I get to be like angry. But then after shooting some projects, I'm like, these are not characters where we're rooting for. And although they're parts of the story, I think some of the stories kind of glorify violence a little bit too much. And I don't know if that's necessarily it's definitely a trope in verticals. I think it's a trope in Hollywood in general, where, violence exists in the world, but do we have to kind of romanticize it in a way, like fetishize it in a way? So, yeah, I as I move into acting more, I think I don't know if I want to necessarily play some of these abusive characters so much anymore.
So what kind of type of role will be your, let's call it, dream role?
Well,
The lovely billionaire CEO?
I would love to be a billionaire CEO lead role. I would love to see a role where the actor doesn't have to be 6'1", because I myself, I'm 5'6", I'm short. So right now, there's no way I'm being cast in a lead role in these, which is totally fine. I'm not salty at all. I think maybe at some point there will be a group of people that want to see a shorter guy in a lead role. Like literally, I joke about my height all the time. It doesn't make a difference to me. I think it's funny. I don't care about anything. I'm like the least picky person with that. But that would be something, I think, having a more normal role. Whereas I do get a lot of characters, just offbeat eccentric characters. And sometimes you just want to play a role that's actually similar to my own personality. I mean, I'm pretty light in general with joking around, and I like doing comedy and comedic roles, and
Okay.
please get cast in like serious kind of like drug addict or mob type of mafia role.
Why? I don't
I don't know.
understand why.
That's what that.
You're not that typical Italian looking mafia type for me.
I guess in my self tapes, I do a decent enough job playing that. So,
Okay.
but
So you have to try to play the more lovely ones.
yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
I'm very excited about it. I spoke to some actors. They always get picked told as a villain in the vertical, and I think some of them have really problems to get recognized also as a nice one, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's very hard if you ever been pushed in one kind or type of role. I think it's hard to get out of there.
It is. And sometimes it is fun playing characters with more personality. But I think being typecast is actually a good thing for being cast in general, because when you have a type that you can consistently play, it does get you more work. Absolutely. So, with verticals being so fast, with the productions casting so quickly, when I get cast in a role that I've done before, although it might not be the most interesting for me to portray when I've done it many times, I think, for keeping up the momentum, when a casting director says, "Oh, I know the guy that can do this,"
Yes.
it
So in the
does.
mind of the producers, What would be a really challenging role for you?
A challenging role for me actually would be the romantic lead, because I think it's something different from what I have much acting experience in. So it would be a great type of challenging. But since most of my roles have been more of the character types, being a character that's a little bit more human, I think would be a great and welcome challenge for me. Absolutely.
Yeah, so hopefully, I think they are blowing up a lot of verticals. I think we are still at the beginning of this whole vertical industry. And as long as there will be so many shows released every week, totally in the platforms. I would say it's in the per week, totally in all the platforms I'm having at the moment. It's around about 50 shows per
Insane.
week.
Yeah, there's so many.
So it's more than 2,500 shows per year.
It's insane. And I see production companies almost every week popping up, making new shows. I mean, here in New York, the past few months, there's been so many more people working in the industry. And you see new cities, new countries popping on the bandwagon, and the growth is just exponential.
So there is still a chance that you will get a lovely dovey man role.
For it.
At the end of the episode, I'm asking everyone a five question quickie.
Sure,
So I
let's
hope
do
you're
it.
in for that. The first
Yes.
question is, what's your favorite dish? What kind of food do you like, even though you're not that great a cooker, but what type of food is your favorite?
My favorite, I can't make it, but I love it. It's sushi.
Do you have a great day? Okay, in New York, there are really surely a great sushi bar.
Almost all of them are great here in New York. There's so much amazing food. I've never had bad sushi, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, here in Germany, it's yeah, you find good sushi, but it's sometimes really hard to get great sushi and kind of, fresh sushi. Germany's only in the north, the typical fish
Right,
country.
right.
So,
Water around, right? No Mediterranean.
no, only in the north, there's the North Sea. And here in the south, we have a big, the Lake of Constance, but that's it.
That's it.
We have in the south also great food, but it's more the typical traditional German food,
Right,
not
right.
kind of fish. It's more smashed potatoes and goulash and yeah, something like that. Yeah. It this week last weekend the Oktoberfest in Munich started. There you can get
How fun.
yeah. And it's kind of a situation here in the south at the moment.
It's probably chaos.
Yeah. I've never been to the Oktoberfest, to be honest. And this week, upcoming weekend, I live near Stuttgart. It's not Bavarian, it's Baden-Württemberg country type. And here in Baden-Württemberg, there is also a type of Oktoberfest, but it's called Cannstatter Wasen. It's exactly the same one, but a bit smaller than the Oktoberfest. And there are so many tourism. Which flew over only for this time. I don't understand.
I have friends here in New York that are literally going to Germany. Like, there's so many people just go to Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I've never been there. Yeah, around about 1 million or no, 4 million visitors Oktoberfest had in 2 weeks every. It kind of. I've never
Insane.
been there. I don't drink alcohol, so I'm kind of misplaced at the Oktoberfest. Little bit, yeah. So it's fine. No, but there is also great food. Not the fish one. What?
I need to go to Germany one day. Europe, here.
Yes. And everyone I tell that to come to Germany, come in November. Because then it's everywhere, the whole Christmas market, the traditional
Oh.
Christmas market. Yeah, the pre-time before Christmas is in Germany really nice with all the traditional Christmas markets, Christmas food.
Okay. See you in.
We are not that type of commercial Christmas stuff like in the US. It's more the really traditional one.
Right.
But it's really nice. And if you're lucky, you can get snow here. Okay, New York, snow, but some other US landscapes, they don't even have cold temperatures, so it's new for
Snow
them.
on Christmas is a different level.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite film at the moment?
Well, I have a few different favorite films. I have two directors. Well, I have more than that, but my top two directors of all time, I love David Lynch and Paul Thomas Anderson. One of my favorite films of all time is Magnolia from the 90s. I think it's such an interesting film. It's really long. It's really long, but it has a lot of characters that intersect with each other, and I just find it a great film.
Magnolia. I don't know this film. I have
You got to
to,
check it out. It's from
yeah,
the late
I have to
90s.
Google it. What's your favorite song at the moment? What puts you in a good mood?
I really like electronic music.
Okay.
I like to dance, and I like music that has a beat. Music that keeps me going. I don't like sad songs. I
Okay.
don't like to feel down. So I try to keep my vibe up as much as possible, so that I don't get too stressed out. But listening to music, house music, just really keeps me centered.
Oh, nice. And what's your favorite vertical you were in so far?
I was in a vertical this past winter, Wings of Fire. The Maid is my dragon slayer, and it's on Real Short, and it's a period piece. So it's set in
Okay.
a medieval castle, and we filmed that in Boston in this actual castle, and it was just a super fun experience to get to dress up in this medieval costuming, and I had a great time.
And last question, we talked about it a little already. The missing genre. Which genre you want to play and which you want to see more in this vertical space?
Sure. I'm still going to go with comedy. I would love to see a vertical sitcom,
Yeah,
and I
that's.
really want to see a sitcom in a traditional sense. I want to see like a classic 80s, 90s
What
sitcom.
sitcom did you like in the 80s, 90s? Friends, or what was it? Beverly
Seinfeld.
Hills, 90s, 20s.
Fresh Prince, Frasier,
Yeah.
Seinfeld, stuff like that.
Okay.
Just audience interaction, just comedy, or even a vertical in the style of The Office. I mean, The
Oh,
Office is
yes.
super popular now,
Yeah.
and that would be great to see.
I love to see Big Bang Theory. I'm a kind of big Bang Theory fan.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
This kind of friends together and with some different side stories.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really great. Yeah, that would be great. We will see how far this whole vertical industry will go. We will see. Otherwise, it's your job to write. Sorry for that.
Listen, I will take responsibility.
Okay, hopefully I come back to you, Brian.
Oh no.
I'm as the audience. If I one day I never feel entertained again, I said, Brian, it's your time. You
You
have
said,
to.
Brian, where did you go wrong? You let me
Yeah, you have to hop in now. I'm giving you all my hopes
down.
that you keep turning around this vertical. We'll see. Brian, thank you very much for your time. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
It was great to talk to you, and I had a wonderful chat with you. Thank you so much for the
Thank you
expertise.
so much, and I'll have wish you a lovely day and have a lot of fun with your next project.
Thanks. Have a great day too. Bye.
Bye. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.